We're learning with Shavuot Ravad Yosef, Shavuot B'Shavuot Chavedad, Chelek Vav, tonight Siman Yudchet, something that may have been relevant this last Friday night. I don't think in any Sardic Minyan this was ever a problem, but in theory at least. Let's say you have two Minyanim Friday night. That we have. So far, so good. Two Minyanim Friday night. The first Minyan finishes before the second one begins. Also, not all the time, but so far, so good. This is the time where it gets a little bit like you're in the land of make-believe. Let's say somebody shows up for the second Minyan early. Now we're in the land of make-believe. So early he shows up for the second minyan. We did Mincha Arvit at 6. The second minyan did Mincha Arvit at 7:30, 7:40 until they got there. Let's say someone shows up really early. Shows up at like 7:10 for the 7:30 minyan. Got confused. So now the first minyan's at Arvit. He hasn't said Mincha yet. So he stands in the back. Gonna wait. Okay, I'll wait, I'll do mincha, and I'll wait, I'll take out a sefer, read, say tehillim, whatever he wants. Chazan gets up and says, Baruch Hu. Does he answer? This guy has not yet said mincha. The first minyan is saying arvit. This guy is waiting for the second minyan to say mincha. He hasn't yet said mincha. Now, if we say kaddish, he answers. Does he answer Baruch Hu for arvit? Oh, so... Okay, good question. Ravadi assumes it's at the Kotel this could happen. In the regular minyan, no one's coming this early. But in theory, this could happen. Someone comes 7:10. We're running a little late, long lechadodi, whatever it is. He comes, our Baruch Hu. So what's the problem? Well, Baruch Hu is the beginning of Arvit. That's sort of like you're saying, hey, it's Shabbat. If he already accepts Shabbat, can he then say Mincha Shalchol afterwards? Meaning if he answers Baruch Hu of Arvit of Friday night, that's effectively saying, I accept Shabbat. But now he wants to say Mincha of Friday. So is that okay or not? Is that okay or not? So there's a Mordechai, right? Misha Shahali Tfalu Mincha Bekvar Anai Makal Baruch Hu. Someone who did this, Ho'il Va'asahu Kodesh Lo Ya'asenu Choli Tfalu Mincha Shalchol. He now cannot say Mincha. Because once he accepts Baruch Hu, he accepts Shabbat. Whether he likes it or not, it becomes Shabbat. We'll talk about that in a minute. In the end of the day, it's not going to matter. Once you say Baruch Hu, you accept Shabbat, and therefore you can't say Mincha Shalchol. So what should you do? So first of all, he can't count for the Minyan, for Mincha. Fascinating. He can count maybe as just answering. He can't be one of the six. So what should he do? He didn't say Mincha. Yeah, he has to say Arvi twice. He missed Mincha. That's the Mordechai, the Orchel Chaim quotes the same thing. Shrumot Adeshen, they all say the same thing. So what should you do? What should you do? He says, normally, let's say you came now.
Do you have to answer?
So, they say, don't answer. The Mordechai says, do not answer. Don't answer. Because if you answer, you'll do what? You want to answer, Davar Shebe Kedusha. Chazan said, Baruch Hu. We answer, what do you mean? He says, yeah, but if you answer, you're going to lose Mincha. Don't answer. Don't answer. So he says, the Trumat Adeshen says, well, normally, what are you going to do? Let's say you're running late. And let's say we would do Rabbi Chanan right now and do Arvit. If you came right now, I would tell you, you didn't say Mincha, you could probably still say Mincha right now. Right? But let's say you hear them saying Kaddish, and they're about to say Baruch Hu. Should you start your Amidah for Mincha today? Sunday night. No, tonight you should wait for Baruch Hu. And then, but he says, no, Friday night, if you answer Baruch Hu, it becomes Shabbat. It becomes Shabbat, and then you can't say Mincha. Let's do the simple cases, and then we'll do the weekdays, and then we'll do the fast days. He says, on Shabbat, you have a problem. So he says, well, bunch of what about your Kavanah? Let's say he says, I am not accepting Shabbat. Does that work? Can you say, I do not want to accept Shabbat by Baruch Hu? Can you make a t'nai? I'm just answering, I don't want to accept. So they say, well, we assume no, but why? You have to find the proof. What is this similar to? So this is similar to one of two opinions, the one we don't follow. But it's similar to the opinion of candle lighting on Friday night. If you assume, and we don't, us Knesim do, if you assume that lighting candles starts Shabbat, lighting the candle starts Shabbat, right? Remember, there's a machloket. When do you make the bracha on the candles? Right? So, the Ashkenazim will make the will light the candles and then make the bracha. Sfaradim will make the bracha and then light the candles. So if you say the bracha and then light the candles, you light the candles, now I'm holding a candle. Now what? Shabbat, drop it. No. You can put it down. It's okay. We assume that Shabbat doesn't start the second you light the candle. That's okay. But according to the Bahag, it does. According to the Bahag, the Baal HaLachot goes, Shabbat starts when you light candles. You're stuck. And it's Tanai, there's a machloket now. Can you say, but I don't want it to? I want to light candles, but I don't want it to work. I don't want it. I don't want to accept Shabbat. I just want to light candles. Now, we assume you can. But why? Because we don't assume that Shabbat begins with lighting candles. That's not when Shabbat begins. But there's one that right. But if you hold like the Behag, that you assume the candle lighting is the beginning of Shabbat, Shkhala Ruch says, you can't make it Tanai. You can't say, no, I want the candle lighting to work for Shabbat, but it not be Shabbat. Doesn't work. So Ravadi says the same thing should apply to Baruch Hu. If Baruch Hu, we hold is the beginning of Shabbat, you can't make it Tanai. You cannot make it Tanai that Shabbat begins. That Shabbat will not begin. Once you say Baruch Hu, Shabbat begins whether you like it or not. You're stuck. You can't make that Tanai. And then you should not answer. So if you come early to the second minyan, you should not answer. What about on the weekday?
I thought that was an obligation, almost like this.
So, no. All these Rishonim tell you no. No, because you're going to answer one Baruch Hu and lose out on 18 brachot. Right? So what about on the weekday? Do you say the same thing on the weekday? That the ones you answer are Vit tonight. You said, I made it nighttime. I declared it to be Laila. And once you declare it to be Laila, you can't then go and say mincha of daytime, shal yom. Meaning on Friday night we said, once you say arvit shal kodesh, you can then not say mincha shal chol. Do we say that on the weekday? Once you made it arvit shal laila, you can't say mincha shal chol. So he says, what's the big deal if you said mincha, what's the difference between mincha shal chol and arvit shal chol? What's the difference in Amidah? Friday night I understand. Friday night you made it kodesh, and now you're going to go and say 19 brachot. It's evident from the Amidah that you're about to say that it's chol. And if you said baruch hu, and then you said the Amidah shel mincha, does the Amidah shel mincha differ so much from the Amidah shel arvit? No, it doesn't at all. Amidah shel mincha and Amidah shel arvit on the weekday is the same thing. It's not a problem. And even if, let's say we'll do the same thing today. We would have had a 6 o'clock or 6:40, 6:30, right? 6:30, mincha arvit plug. And someone comes early, he's hanging out, saying his tilim, he answered baruch hu of arvit, and then he wants to come to the 7:55 mincha. When chazarat ashat, so he'll tell me, oh, now the amidah of mincha is different than the amidah of arvit, because the amidah of mincha is chazarat ashat. So how can you already said arvit is laila, how can you do chazarat ashat? Rabbi says, yeah, we do it on Yom Kippur all the time. We do Chazarat Hashatz at night by Ne'ilah. You can do Chazarat Hashatz at night. It's not a problem. It just happens to be. There is no Chazarat Hashatz by En Kedusha by Arvit. But in theory, if you could come up with an Amidah at night that has Chazarat Hashatz and Kedusha, wouldn't be a problem. That's not a problem. It's not Kevan Shasau Kodesh. You can't make it Chol. So on a weekday, it's not a problem. On a weekday, it's not a problem. Only on Shabbat, it's a problem. On a fast day, on any day, it'll be the same thing. Any day it'll be the same thing. You can start, the fast day won't end until Tzedek HaKochavim. But we assume that there's no problem with the Tzilah itself. It's not a problem to say Baruch Hu for Arvit and then to say Amidah of Mincha. It's not a problem. The Tzilah doesn't contradict itself. There's no contradiction. It's only once you make it Kodesh, you can't make it Chol, then there's a contradiction. So should this in theory ever happen, don't answer. That's the only time you should not answer the Baruch Hu. Don't answer the Baruch Hu of Arvit, so that at least you can get in the Amidah of Mincha.